Well, here I come now to the third in a series of ongoing little talks about lessons that were taught to me by Father James Flanagan, my mentor in the priesthood, who went home to God in the year 2016. And the title of this lesson is Enter into Christ. And it's a phrase that Father Jim Flanagan would say often when confronted with a situation where he needed to give someone advice on how to move through their lives. Enter into Christ. And this is language that sounds like a kind of movement. You go out of some place into another place. And this place where he's calling us to enter is into the light of Jesus, into his grace and his truth. And how we enter into Christ, first of all, is by our faith and the sacraments, beginning with baptism, and by all of the things that help us to keep up our devotion to Christ and our actual actions of devotion to Christ, such as going to Mass and to confession and praying, such as the rosary or various litanies of prayers in the church, making the stations of the cross and, you know, reading the scriptures so we can know the will of the Lord Jesus better. And what does entering into Christ do? Well, first of all, it gives us a real sense of direction. So in this world, we have a lot of things that want to move us around in different directions, and people trying to impose their will upon us, and all kinds of ideologies that try to control us. Well, if we enter into Christ and try to live by his word, then we have a sort of foundation upon which to stand. He becomes the rock of our salvation. He becomes the foundation upon which the house of our lives is built. And therefore, anything that goes contrary to Christ, we reject. We don't reject people, but we reject ideas and movements that could push us in a way that's contrary to the will of Christ. So anything that's going to lead us into sin, or to despair, or to arrogance, or any other corruption, we reject. And that is a very simple lesson that will have extraordinary benefits in people's lives. Because when you allow yourselves to be led by any other force in this world that is not pleasing to God, it brings a lot of trouble into your life and into lives of many other people with whom you relate. Enter into Christ. He is the Son of God, and his way is the best way for us. The other thing about entering into Christ is it's a way to respond chiefly to any difficult or confusing situation we are in. Sometimes when we get to a difficult situation, we're not sure how to deal with it. Well, Father Flanagan's lesson is first and foremost to enter into Christ, to make sure that you're prayerful. We often don't do that, though. We often forget about going to Christ. We forget about the value of moving more deeply into his light. Here's an example of how we can enter into Christ. Suppose you have suffering in your life, or, you know, some situation where you don't know how to move, and your first response is not to address the situation. Your first response is go to confession, make an examine of conscience, and look where in your own life you have not been living fully in the light of Christ. That would be an example of entering into Christ. But praying more is very necessary also to help us to live in that light. And what this does is it helps us to perceive more clearly the will of God and the plan of our Father. That's what's going on right now, is the plan of redemption of our Father in his Son Jesus. That's the biggest thing happening in the world, in the universe, and in your life. And we just have to live in that light of Christ in order to perceive this great plan of God unfolding right now. Without this, then we easily become swallowed up by all of the plans that others have, all of the tactics that people employ to impose their plan upon us. But if we live in Christ, we realize that none of that really matters. We just do his will, and we're on the right path. And so, this simple lesson, these three words from Father Flanagan, enter into Christ, can help us so much to have a direction and a foundation in life, and to help us to be aware that God's plan is at work, and that's the most important plan we must live.